Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Memvav. Erevin Memvav, and today we're going to speak about the topic of Halacha Kedivrei Hamekel Ba'avel. The Gemara here on the whole daf has different rules and regulations about Psak. On a Mebeis, it talks about different Tanoim. Who do we paskin like? Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. All the different rules and regulations. Halacha Rabbi Akiva, Mechaveirov, Rabbi Yossi Mechaveirov. All different rules and regulations. But on Amud Aleph, we have here on the bottom, says the Gemara in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Komakam Shadam Motse Yochin Mekel, Varabim Machmirim, whenever the Rabbim are Machmir, Allah, Kedivriya Machmirim, the Allah is like the Machmirim, Hamarubim, Chutzmizu, Shiafa Bishar Biakiva Mekel, Vachamim Machmirin, Halacha Kedivriya Biakiva, Vasavala Kishmuel, to Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kedivriya Mekel, Ba'avel. The Halacha is like the Mekel in Avel. So this is Yisod, is almost unparalleled in all of Halacha. What do you mean? There are rules and regulations. We should always mekel, right? We had earlier. We had a lumdish here about if you're always mekel, you're a Russia, and if you're always machmir, you're a fool. So why halacha devar mekel ba'avel? So we have it here, and we have it in Hilchas Erev, halacha devar mekel be'erev possibly, and maybe in Hilchas Nida, right? We've quoted another bihud as a diyuk in the first parak in Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara says what David HaMelech used to spend his time doing. The Gemara says that David HaMelech, even though the other kings slept late, David HaMelech was always busy, right? Lo chasad ani shekol malchi mizrach ma'ariv yishenim. They're sleeping until the third hour. And I wake up, shekol malchi mizrach yoshvim agudos, agudos bechvodam, and they also, whenever they're awake, they just sit and shmooze. Va'ani adai melech lachos bedamu v'shir v'shilio k'day l'tari shalabayla. I'm busy with looking at Dam in order to... It doesn't say to figure out whether it's Tamei or Tahar, but Kedei L'Tahar Yishol Baila. In Ilchus Nida, we also look to try to be Mekel. So this is a little different. This isn't we look to be Mekel, but whenever there's a Machlokas, we say Halacha Kedei Rei Mekel Be'Avel, that is the Mesorah. The question is, how far does this go? If you look at Tosfos here, Tosfos quotes the Deah, that this is even by Deoraisa. This is not the principle of Halacha Kedivrei Savi Drabana Lakula. Vinira, says Tosus, Afilu Biom Rishon Shalavelos, Tavi Deoraisa, Kidamar Bahag, the Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Ba'avel. Midi Dehavi, Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Be'erev, just like Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Be'erev, is even if you say Erev is Deoraisa, still you say Halacha Kedivrei Mekel. That's the Mesorah that we have, that rule. So too by Avelos. Avelos itself is, of course, a major machlokas about Avelos, whether Avelos is Daraisa or Darabanan. The Rambam, paskin like certain Gaonim, the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Avel, holds that Avelos day one is Daraisa, as long as it is day of death and day of burial. The Rambam says, Mitzvahs Aseila his Abal alakrovin. The question is, what's the source for Avelos Daraisa? So the Rambam here in Hilchos Avel quotes the pasuk in Shmini, Shenemar Valchalti Chatas Hayom Ayita Beni Hashem, when Aaron HaKohen turns to Moshe and says, if I would have eaten the Karman Chatas, would it be good in the eyes of Hashem? So that is the Rambam's source here. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says maybe it's connected to Tumas Krovim of Kohanim. Vein Avelos Ben HaTorah El B'Yom Rishon Bilvad Shu Yom HaMisa V'Yom HaKfura. That is the Rambam Shita. Avol Shar HaShiva Eino Din Torah. Right? The rest of Shiva is not Din Torah. And even though, that's the famous Rambam, and even so it says in Parshas Vayechi, Vayasla Aviv Evel Shivas Yamim, that the brothers set Shiva for their father 7 days. Isn't that a great source to say that Shiva is Daraisa? No. Nitna Torah, Vinishatsha Halacha. The Torah is given, the Halacha is renewed, and therefore we do not have to say that all of Shiva is Daraisa, only the first day. Kesef Mishnah, Das HaGaonim Kedas Rabbeinu, V'chein Das HaRif, V'haRamban. Right, the Ra and the Ri are cholek, as we'll see soon. Mikol Makom, the Kesem Mishnah says Haraya Shevi Rabenu, but the pasuk that the Rambam brings, he finds troubling. Mimachinemer v'achalti chazas hayom ayita beni Hashem yishlo tamuala shebemikra lo tziva sheyis ablu ela sheamar aron shelo yete beni Hashem sheyochal chatas boso yom ubesefer haMitzvos shelo what I just mentioned kasa mitzvah lamezayin shenistava konim sheyitamu lekrovim v'ze atzma hu mitzvahs ibul klomar kolish miyisrael chayv lesabal akrovav klomar shisha mesei mitzvah ulechazek chiyuv ze biro so bekoin shumuzer latoma sheyitami al kolpanim kishar Yisrael. Kidei shelo itolish din avelus, so that he doesn't lose the avelus. As far as varsha avelus yom rishon daraisa, and he quotes. So that's a different pasuk. So it's a different pasuk that he quotes, but either way, the Rambam holds that it is Daraisa, day one, which is Yom HaMisa and Yom HaTfura. The other Rishonim, the Rosh in Brachos, in Perek Beis, Simen Tezvav, quotes that many of the Baalei HaTosfos say that all Avelus is Darabanan, even day one. Even day one, the Rosh says here in Perek Beis, Tezvav, towards the end of Perek Beis, V'kivan Da'ashkechinu. He says, first he talks about Aninus a little bit, but then he says, Hani Shiva Yaman Gufaya Lav Al Bayasla of Elo Shiva's Yaman Asmichanu Rabbanan Ela Haikra, Bafati Hagecham Leva Machag Shiva, Afa Velo Shiva. And then he quotes, Avalatosvas Kasvu, Deleka Velos be the Raisa Klau. Avagav the Aninus Yamisham and Atora, Aninus might be the Raisa, Aninus Lachud, the Avelos Lachud. Avelos Lomatinu Bishumakom. Should know be on Rishon min HaTorah. You don't find it anywhere. And he quotes a raya, right? The biggest raya is the Gemara in the first parak of Ksubis, Dav Dalet, where it says, under the chuppah, Rachmana Litzlan, the father of the chassan or the mother of the kala dies. What do? You bring the mason to the cheder, you let them finish the wedding, and then you have Shivas Yimei Mishteh, then Shivas Yimei Avelus. But 1 second, Shivas Yimei Mishteh is for sure to Rabbanan. So shouldn't you have at least one day of Avelus? The misa the Avelus Yom Rishon min HaTorah, Hech Titcha Misa min HaTorah, the Prei HaMishteh the chuppah, the Rabbanan, l'chol HaPachos, Havel Meir Shnoig Yom Rishon Tchila. And other rayas, but that's a major machlokas. So anyway, back to our Tosfos. Tosfos says here that even if you say that Avelos is daraisa, so we would still say halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avel. And the Ramban argues on that. The Ramban in the Torah Ha'adam, his sefer on Avelos, among other topics. If you look on page Reish Yud Aleph of the Shavel edition of the Torah Ha'adam, he quotes v'achronim echachmi atzarfatim. Amru betosvas the efshar b'shpasku alaka devar meiko ba'avel lo mibnei shu shel devrayhem el afilu b'shel Torah afilu barishon kach pasku, and he quotes the raya. Good, and he quotes the raya from kedivri hameiko v'zu ha'ora mehem ena mechuvenes etzleinu. Says the Ramban, I think it's wrong. Ve'in lanu shum alaka kedivri hameiko be'eruv el mibnei shu shel devrayhem v'lo mibnei alaka kedivri hameiko ba'avel b'shel Torah. So he says, v'tzorach Ian, I do not agree with that psak. The Taz says, even within Tosfos, even in the world of Durabanans, we might be more makel by Avelus. Right? Avelus might be more makel than even other Durabanans. So there still could be a difference. It's not purely based on Durabanan. Fine. Next, how broad is this? If you look in Tosfos, in Ksupis, in the first parak, Tosfos says, it only applies to Machlokos Tanoim. But by a Machlokos Amoraim, then we would not say Halakha Dibre Mekel Ba'Avel. So that's unusual. Why would you be Mechal between Tanoim and Amoraim? They're both Chazal. They both have special power. Yes, we've discussed in the past the Stimas HaMishnah, that was a special stage of the Mesorah, and maybe Amoraim are not allowed to argue on Tanoim. That's the question, how to understand the Kesef Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak of Vilchas Mamrim, where he said that Amoraim didn't argue on the Tanoim because they knew they were Magia El HaEmes. Does that mean they didn't and they wouldn't, or that they couldn't? That's a machlokes. Reb Chaim assumed that it means they wouldn't, but they could if they wanted to. And the Chazon Ish felt that it means they couldn't. But either way, they're both Chazal. So if you have a principle of Mesorah, halakha devar meikel ba'avel, so why would you only say that by Tanoim and not by Amora? So if you look in Be'ikvei Atzon, Rav Schechter has a suggestion in Simen Yudches, where he says, well, maybe it's connected to the Rashi and Ksubis on Daf Nun Vav. Rashi and Ksubis there has a very important yesod regarding the principle of Elu Ve'elu, Divrei Elokim Chaim. So we know the Gemara had told us earlier on Daf Yud Gimel, Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. And you always, every Shita in Shas has a Yesodos that we can learn from. But if you look in Rashi on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Aleph in Maseches Ksubis, Rashi says, here printed in the Sefer, it says Nun Vav. It should be Nun Zayin. Says the Rashi, Dechi Pligi Trei Aliba Dechad, Mar Amar Hachi Amar Ploni, Mar Amar Hachi Amar Ploni, Chad Min Ayam Mashakir. When do you say, I'm sorry, I should start earlier. When do you say, Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim, when each of the opinions are arguing, and they each come up with their own Svara? Right, Chad Min Ayam Miflegi Trei Amorai Aliba Den Afshayu, Shekol Echad Omer Svara Shalo, Kagon Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua, Ve'inach Trei Amorai Aliba Dechad Lo Miflegi Ela Amri Chad Milsa, Ve'chad Mishla Miflegi Trei Amorai V'chulu. So when two people are arguing, so then fine, you could say, that Elu ve'Elu. But what if you have a machlokes within the Amoraim about what a Tana said? Dechi pligi trei aliba dechad, mar mar hachi amar ploni, mar mar hachi amar ploni, chad ne'amashaka, one of them's wrong. They're arguing about what a Tana said. But when they each say their own shita, fine. There's no falsehood, and it's all dibrei elokim chayim. Kol chad v'chad svar didei kamar. Mar yov time le teiru, mar yov time le isura. Mar medami milsa le milsa, hachi. Mar medami le bin yon achrina. V'igal memar elo v'elo dibrei elokim chayim. Zimnin d'shaya chay time of zimnin d'shaya chay time. Shatam is hapech lefi shinui hadvarim b'shinui muat. Amazing line. There's different applications of dinim in different areas. So Rashi says, Eilu ve'eilu is when everybody's talking it for themselves. But if they have a machlokas about what the Rebbe said, then one of them is wrong. Right? The Rebbe only said one thing. So based on that, suggests Rav Shechter here in Be'ikvei Atzon, maybe that's the difference. Most of the time, again, this is an assumption, most of the time, Tanoim are saying their own shita. They're not saying about what earlier Tanoim said. Sometimes you have the Gemara. Right, Machlok is talking about what the early Tanam said. But most of the time, the Tanam are saying what they themselves felt said. Amoraim are discussing about the Tanoim. So maybe that's why. Halakha Devar Meko Ba'avil, you can only use when there are two Shitas that you're going to say Elu Ve'elu by. But if it's two Shitas about one of them is true, one of them is not going to be true, then you can't say Elu Ve'elu, and Halakha Devar Meko Ba'avil is based on that principle. The Nira the Zil Kavana Sabahag, but Mashachili bin Plukta de Tanoila Plukta Damorai. The Alpi Rove, Pligi Tanoia Liba de Nafshayu. Most of the time, again, this is an assumption. Most of the time, Tanam argue based on their own svaris. The Alpi Rove, Pligi Amorai, but Kavana Satanoim. But Ofan, Deleka Lememrabu, Elu Ve'elu Kim Chayim. There are many machlokos in Shas that they have their own shitas also. But this is what he suggests. But if you say have that assumption, so then because then the wrong shita is totally rejected. It's not elu ve'elu. If you have a real machlokas amoraim. Or afilu machlokas beposkim she aliba de nafshayu v'lo aliba de chad asher shuv shayach lomar ve'elu ve'elu and achinami yesh lomar neimad beit halacha k'divrei ha'meikel ba'avel. Ready? You can see halacha k'divrei ha'meikel ba'avel. Right? It's not dafka tanoim. It's just the yisod behind that is that they're usually saying their own shitos. But again, if it's a case of amoraim that are not saying their own shitos, then you would also say elu ve'elu divrei elokim chaim and you say halacha k'divrei ha'meikel ba'avel. Other Mefarshim, though, expanded Beferish. So again, you have that Bahag and Tosfis, only Tanam and Adam Aram, and we just gave the Svar for it. If you look in the Radvaz in Chela Gimel's LF Samach Beis, he applies it to Machlokas Amoraim as well. Machlokas Amoraim as well, says the Radvaz. The case is, where is the... He has a discussion about an Avelus right before a Yantif. So he says at the end of that Shuva, Linya halacha lamaisa, yishlona lasos kedibri harambam, chadashu machmir, v'o da'asrei demarhu, v'avagad dekayim alan kedibri hameko ba'avel, hani milu l'machlokes tanoim o amoroim. Avo b'machlokes poskim, lo amrin en hachi. You don't say that by a machlokes after the Gemara. So already, that's a chiluk. Only Chazal halakha d'vrei meikel ba'avel. And if you use that svar before, we said, well, maybe there's an elu ve'elu special status to shitas and Chazal, and not only not shitas afterwards. Again, the Gemara has a special status, as we know from many other sources. The Radvaz also writes the same thing in his commentary on the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos of Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Avel. He says he talks about it there too. Fine, that's step two. If you look in the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef clearly applies it even to Poskim. If you look in the Beis Yosef in Yoredeya, Shin Tzadivav, there's a machlokes, Rishonim. What happens to a katan? Shenizgadel. Katan Shenizgadel, let's say during Shiva. A boy loses his father, Rechmona Leslan, and then he becomes a bar mitzvah. That week. Says the tour, Mishemes Avivi Imo Bahayakadam Motasha, Vehigdel Kodam Shavralav Shloshim Yom, during Shloshim, Kasa Rabbeinu Meir, he quotes from Arami Rutenberg, Shitzarachlis Abel, Mishayadil. When he becomes a gadol, Veinamonim Yomakfura, Elashiva, Vishloshim Mone, Hakom Mishayadil. It didn't count, says the Maharam. Didn't count what he did when he was a katan, he has to count again. Vim Avro Olav Shloshim Yom, Kodam Shehigdil. If you're ready, pass Shloshim, Vadim and Agzir Shiva, Vishloshim, Umashlam Shem Masachodish, Mim Akfura. Shem Masachodish, you go by the Kfura. Vadoni Aviha Rashzal, the Torah quotes the Rash. No, Kivan Shoya Katam Shas Kfura, Afilu Higdil Tok Shloshim, or Afilu Tok Shiva, Badri Manu called an Avelus. Because he was Nisgadel during Shloshim or Shiva, no, all Avelus is Nisbatel. And the Beis Yosef says, who should we paskin like? The Eino Nirali says about the Maharam. The Kaimalan, Halacha Kabasroi. The Kaimalan, Halacha Kedere Meko Ba'avel. Hilkach Natinan Kedivrei Harash. We hold like the Rash says the Beis Yosef because of Halach and Kedivrei Amekel Be'Avel. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Sadi Vav, where this is Paskin, the Shulchan Aruch says in Gimel Katan Shemes Aviv Imo Afilu Higil Tol Shiva Batam Imenu Kodin Avelus Veino Chayeba. He's not Chayev. Right, not Chayev in it. So, and that's the Maharam and the Rush. If you look in the Bach, it's a huge Taz here, which we're not going to get into right now. Very big Taz on that. But if you look in the Bach, the Taz's father-in-law. I argue on the Beis Yosef, not fundamentally that you can't apply the principle to Poskim, but for a different reason. If you have two colleagues that are arguing, then you get their equal. Halak de remeko ba'avel. Avalo keneged rabo. Dipshita de shomen laharav. Afilu ba'lahakel va'ataman machmir. If even if the Rebbe is meko and the Talmud is machmir, you follow the Rebbe. Koshigeng sharav machmir va'ataman meko. De shomen larabo. De lokomo shehevin beis yosef b'devir harav. Rabbeinu Yeruchim. And he quotes that he thinks here, the Maharam Mirunberg was the Rebbe of the Rush. And therefore, you got to pass on like the Rebbe over the Talmud. That beats halacha kedivrei hameko ba'avel. Good, so we have Tosfos that limits it to Tanoim, possibly, the Radvaz who limits it to Amoraim, and others, the Beis Yosef here, and the Bach implicitly apply it to Poskim as well. The Minhag is to apply it to Poskim as well. Many different examples of this. The Meshev Dover, the Netziv, has a tshuva. Somebody found out that their relative died far away, and the burial is going to be tomorrow. So when does Avela start? Very Lamaisa question. Very Lamaisa. Chelik Beis Simenayim Beis. The Netziv has a tshuva lechod Arav Paltiel b'Baltimore. In Baltimore. Says the Meshev Dover. Chakar halacha Lamaisa. B'misha no dalo ide dilug Rav. Right? He knows based on a telegram. Shemeis Krovo. Shechayiv lehisabel b'makom acher. He knows. He has to be avavelos. V'nista magol el b'yomachar. O shlishi. A day or two from now, me'emasa yaskel ha'avelus. When does it start? Emeishlo din meis asher mishalchem osol makam acher. Shemeschin asabal b'yad. Do you start right away? Because he's not going to have anything to do with the avelus. Nire barer dezeh adin einu el b'misha meis amuta lafanav. No. When do you say that you start right away? When you were involved with the meis. V'umisasek imo. V'oz kishemos lakovro niftar mimena b'noeg avelus. If you were involved, then you sent it away and you finished being involved. So then you start the Avelis right when you send away. But if you were not involved at all and they're just burying tomorrow, then he says that you don't start till tomorrow. Then he quotes, you know that one of your relatives were killed. You're not going to be called. When he talks about that. If you look in the Sechem it argues, he says, no, you have to start right away. And if you look in the Misora journal, in Chelek Hay of the Misora journal, they quote on page Nuntes, quote from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So he said about this, I'm sorry, it's on page Memtes. Remocha Salvechik Paskin Lakula in both directions. You could start tomorrow, but end with the as if you started today. Kaimal Halak de Remekel Ba'avel, Yeshlahatar Afilu Batarti de Sasri. Ubuki Agamna Yeshlomer Shavelusin Maschelas Alamachar, Achare Shasa Kvura, Vinishlames, Mitchilas Yomazain Api Cheshbon. Kilu is kilu mnos meayom. Wow, chiddush gadol. That's not psak halacha lemaisa. One should ask their rav, but that is the example where you see halacha de remekel ba'avel in that regard. Rav Avadia has a tshuva. Again, it's used in many, many contexts. Rav Avadia has a tshuva in Yechavadas chelak dala simin nuntes. Talking about pinuy atzamos. Right, when there's pinuy atzamos, you're moving a kever and there's a velus on that day. What if it happens that they move a kever but they're not going to be buried for another 3 days? So when do you do Avelos? On the day of Pinui, the day of Kfura, everything in between. So he has a tshuva about this in Simen Nuntes, talking about Chalalei Tzahal, that they were killed and they were moving. So he says it's good that they don't know exactly what day, but he paskins that it only goes by the day of Pinui, not the day of Kfura. Not the day of Kfura, that's what he paskins. And he quotes a Chassam Sofer, about it that people have to understand correctly. And if you have no idea what day they're being mefana, so then you don't have a chiyuv to do any avelos. And he quotes at the end, "Ve'ikal alacha shein tzarich l'sabo biyamakvura." Over prach a klal gadol biyadenu. Halacha k'divrei hameikel ba'avel. V'chein ha'ola hela argon Rivsari Deblitzki, v'kunches mesei melchama, v'chulu. Another example. So you have one from the Netziv, and Rosh Soloveitchik, and one from Rav Ovadia. Just al divrei machshava, there's the Shemi Shmuel at the beginning of Kisisa. Why is it? Halacha k'divrei hameikel ba'avel. Why is that? And why is it, he quotes, that over time, a lot of the Nihugim of the Gemara were given up, but we don't do it anymore. Atifas HaRosh, and Kfiyas Hamita. Is it just because we have a different reality? So he says, the Gemara Moikatan says that an Aval cannot send karbanos because shlamim, bizman shehu shalem velo bizman shehu onen. What do you see from there? When somebody is an Aval, they're in a state of chisaron. Aval nikra chaser b'shlemus hanefesh. And that's why the Torah, when it says to be noag avelus, to fill your day and your situation with nihum avelus, that's not an onesh chas v'shalom, that's tikkun. Because there's a chisaron and there's a lack, there's a vacuum, it could be, Api Kabbalah, that the Sitra Achra and evil, negative thoughts and feelings are going to fill that Chisaron. And we don't want you to. So Chazal, and the Torah and Chazal give you Yugi Avelos to fill the Chisaron with until you become a Shalem again. So you stay in a state of Chisaron, so to speak. You don't fill it with other things. But over time, as the Sitra Achra gets weakened, so do we get weakened Avelus also. The Kiva du Shlemus Misaratzmo Shuv Ainsorach Tikun Shabame Avelus. Moshe Biarnu, Al Kamaro Kacha Chachamim, Bishokhanarch Lohakel, Baharbi Dram Bavelus, Kviasamita Tivazarosh, Vod Kamakulos, Shekilo Achronim Bavelus, Vchin Sadikim Rishonim. Why? Because Kol Avelus Hu Tikun Sheyishar Chaser. You should stay in that state and not be filled by the Sitra Achra. And that can mean whatever, however you define it. Negative thoughts, kfira thoughts. And they will make as the Sitra Achra becomes weaker over the ages also, so it is parallel. Okay, a little divrei machshava for halacha divrei mekel ba'avel. Okay, we'll stop here.